It's 8:45. Live from the studios at 33rd and Burt, I'm your local host, Mike Hogan. Thanks so much for joining us today. So there are people, blind people, print-impaired people throughout Nebraska, and they consume a lot of books and newspapers and things. Well, we used to call them books on tape, but it would be on audio media. And Becca Jurdy is the Assistant Director of the Radio Talking Books Service. And I want to talk about the mission that you do there. And we've got a neat event coming up as well. Welcome, Becca. It's great to have you.
Hi, Mike. Thank you so much for having us.
Let's talk about, so what happens at the Radio Talking Books Service? Well, what happens? Take us through quickly through a day.
Absolutely. So today, for instance, volunteer coordinator has gotten there and she started to set up the materials that our live readers will need today from 10 a.m. to noon while they read the Lincoln Journal Star and the Omaha World Herald. We do that 7 days a week, 2 hours a day. We also read 10 regional and statewide newspapers spanning from the Council Bluffs paper all the way out to Scotts Bluff and about everything in between. The grocery store ads and department store ads are recorded weekly. We have a Community Conversations live interview program. And then the rest of our programming is taken from about 70 periodicals that we fill into categories like health and wellness, senior summary, sports for information, consumer information. And there is a little bit of just entertainment as well. We do a mystery theater. We also do a bookshelf where the name is a bit of a misnomer. We're really little on the books. We just read an hour a day, Monday through Friday, on the books. We let Lincoln Talking Book and Braille Library handle those.
Oh, okay, very good. So how do people who can use your services acquire them?
Well, one of the things that we've done since 1974 when we were founded, of course, pre-internet, I know it's hard to believe.
Yeah, how did we get along?
How did we get along?
Oh, actually, we got along pretty well and knew our neighbors.
Exactly. Our broadcast here in Omaha through the auspices of KIOS FM on sub-carrier channels. So essentially they're closed-circuit FM signals that we provide our listeners with special radios for at no cost.
Oh, very good. Okay. But it's not as though people are downloading things online to their computers or any of that?
Or does that happen
as well? Okay.
Yes. In 16, we joined the internet age. We got a stream. And so now you can listen to us on your phone, on your home computer, on your tablets, Alexa Dot, Google Home. All of those things now carry our stream so that you can listen to anywhere, anytime. We are run just like a radio station, though, so we have a certain schedule that we follow every day.
Sure.
But we have just recently added podcasts of the live newspaper reading, as well as the department store ads and grocery ads.
So for those that may not know, a podcast is something that you can listen to on your schedule at any time.
Exactly. And right. We're trying to make things more accessible, also more on demand for those that need it. A lot of our listeners age into vision loss. And those that are aging into vision loss right now are used to podcasts and having their information when they want it on their own terms. So we're looking at expanding those offerings as well.
Oh, that's fantastic. There's so much being done. And of course, keeping folks connected to the world that may be sight or print impaired, such a wonderful thing. That, of course, costs money. What are some of the things he says leading up to the Whining in the Dark, Sunday, March 24th, 4 to 6 p.m.? Can you talk about this event?
Absolutely. This is the fourth year we've done this. We're pretty excited that we can say fourth annual about anything. We like to raise awareness for the organization, funds, of course, and then also some empathy for those that we serve through this event. This year, we've upped the ante a little bit, so to speak. You're eligible to win a beautiful stained glass mosaic piece that one of our volunteers, who reads not one but two newspapers for us and does all our recycling, Paul, thank you. He has put that together. Your ticket purchase automatically enters you in that. If you'd like to up your chances, you can buy more raffle tickets at the event. If you can't come, you can just buy raffle tickets. We're also going to get a generous sponsor, Anonymous, that has allowed us to get lovely engraved stemless wine glasses. You'll get to keep one if you join us.
Wow.
But essentially, the event itself, we're going to taste six wines You're going to get to eat four different small plate items, three savory, one sweet. Chef Marin down at Nosh, amazing. We just let her do whatever she wants, and she just knocks it out of the park every year. Eric's been a huge help down there getting all this arranged. So we just have a lot of fun. It's a blindfolded event, and it's just, yeah, we really have a lot of fun. It just keeps getting bigger.
And, of course, all the proceeds going to continue this service for folks who need it, and it's wonderful. Most of your readers are, if not all, are volunteers.
They all are volunteers, yes. Okay. With the exception of the time that we have to step in as staff and do some pinch hitting.
Very good. Well, the event is Sunday, March 24th, 4 to 6 p.m. If you're looking for more information on that, you can go to rtbs.org.